Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Saturday, January 25th. Bruce County had a productive time at this year's Roma Conference in Toronto this past week. Warden Luke Charbonneau says many rural municipalities are feeling the squeeze for having to find funding from grants or by raising taxes in order to support the costs of provincial programs and services.
We really need a new fiscal arrangement between the municipalities and the province so that we can focus fully on areas of municipal responsibility and the province is focused on areas of provincial responsibility.
He says that meeting with the provincial party leaders is important, especially with Premier Doug Ford announcing that a snap election could be coming sooner rather than later. Winter is a good time of year for soup, and there's an event where you can fill up on all kinds of soup for a good cause. The Soups On event in support of the Alzheimer's Society of Grey Bruce is set to go today in Owen Sound. Community Development Coordinator Michelle Fleming says $20 will get you soup tickets.
And that allows you 6 samples, which are 4-ounce samples, and we have 10 soup vendors from local eateries. And we'll have over 20 soups to choose from.
Soups On goes today from 11 till 2 at the Bayshore Community Center. There will be music, a silent auction, a kids zone, and balloon animals. On to national news. NDP MP Charlie Angus is calling on Elections Canada to launch an investigation into Elon Musk and his social media platform X over concerns about potential interference. According to media reports, in a letter to the chief electoral officer, Angus says Musk has been playing a role in recent elections in a variety of countries, donating millions to conservative candidates and using the social media platform to amplify political messages of candidates he favors. Angus says Musk is getting involved in Canadian politics, praising the current leader of the Conservative Party, aligning himself with far-right influencers and their platforms, and criticizing the current prime minister. Residents in Jasper are protesting for housing support following the wildfire last year, which displaced about 2,000 people. According to media reports, more than 200 people marched through the town yesterday afternoon. Social Services Minister Jason Nixon announced in October the province will spend $112 million to set up 250 modular housing units for residents who lost their homes. While the first few homes were set to be ready by the end of January, Nixon said Wednesday the funding is off the table until the town agrees to build permanent detached single-family homes. And a documentary following an investigation into allegations of abuse and missing kids at the former St. Joseph's Mission Residential School in Williams Lake has been nominated for an Oscar. According to media reports, Sugar Cane is up for Best Documentary Feature Award at the Academy Awards later this winter. The documentary explores allegations that the priests who fathered children with students at the school sent the infants to be killed in an incinerator. The R-rated film premiered at the 2024 Sundance Film Festival and has already won several awards. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack lost 5-1 to the Kitchener Rangers last night. Matt Hermes has more.
Adrian Misiljevic scored a pair of first-period power play goals and finished with a hat trick as the Kitchener Rangers downed the Owen Sound Attack 5-1. Kitchener scored twice on the power play, had two shorthanded goals as well in beating the Attack for the third time in 4 meetings this season. Tonight, Owen Sound hosts the Sarnia Sting at the Bayshore. It's the first of 4 straight home games for the Attack. Matt Hermes, Kitchener.
Meanwhile, in the PJHL, Wingham beat Walkerton 5-4, Hanover beat Fergus 3-1, and Mount Forest beat Goderich 4-2. In the NHL, Toronto was off last night, but Winnipeg beat Utah 5-2. And in the Ontario Elite Hockey League, Georgian Bay beat Durham 5-3. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.